Osiris.
Across the Margin, the podcast is a show that brings you in-depth interviews with notable authors, artists, musicians, activists, filmmakers, and introspective eccentrics of all kinds, diving deeply into topics that demand deeper examination and illustrating the notion that there are captivating stories to be found everywhere. Across the Margin, the podcast is proudly in the loop.
You're listening to Which Is Better with Brad Edwards, Gary Fletcher, Sean Parrott, and most importantly, me, Mark Anunsen. Also, that monkey guy.
Yeah.
We are live.
Yes. I want you to picture something.
All right.
In your mind's eye.
Okay.
This is for you guys and everybody out there listening. I want you to envision an old schoolhouse.
Okay.
It's a high school with eight huge doors in the front. And two doors in the back. And on either side of the building, a fire exit. That's all the doors. And these are the doors that the students and teachers go in and out of every day to go to school. But they're going to have a basketball game
okay.
in school. So someone's like, oh, you know what we need to do now? We need to take a big chain and chain all the front doors shut.
Yeah.
And the back doors and one of the fire exits.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just described to you Nashville traffic during any kind of event downtown.
I heard that, man.
They shut down the bridge.
They do.
Why? Why would you do that?
They turn all the traffic lights to green just to see what would happen.
They just... It's like, aside from the just regular construction cones, it's fucking mayhem.
Yeah.
An extra hour at least.
It is awful.
For me to get around here.
And not to mention that, like, at least half of everyone's drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get what, and I've asked cops in a calm tone.
Right.
Why is it that I can't just go across mm-hmm. the bridge to my home? Why
said,
do I have to
son?
Go 45 minutes out
get
of
get on the ground.
Way. Yeah.
Stop resisting.
And then I shine a light on my face
yeah.
and I see I'm white. And they're like, okay, you're still not going.
Right.
But I'm not going to kill you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I consider myself lucky, officer, you fucking fascist.
Yeah.
Picture a human body with veins and arteries pumping blood.
Is this another traffic analogy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just take all the veins, take a suture and just sew off
uh-huh.
half the arteries.
Yeah.
And Ka-ka! The body will die.
I get Ka-ka! It.
All right.
It's take a meatloaf, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Put too much
picture,
meat
if you
in
will,
it.
Two meatloaves.
And you're trying
next
to
each other.
Trying to put eight of them in the stove at the same time.
Yeah.
And your grandma walks in. And
yeah. She's big. Like,
she tries to get in the stove, too.
And she leans her ass against the door.
Yeah.
And she's like, you can't go in.
Yeah.
But how? But how can I put these meatloaves in the fuck? What do you suggest
yeah.
I do?
Right.
I got two loaves.
Speaking of grandmothers, you know those wood things that people put in their yards, like with their flower beds and gardens, where it looks like an old woman
trees? Over, like a bent over silhouette of
yeah.
a butt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Well, Liz was getting some kale out of the garden the other day, and yeah. for a second I thought we had one of those things.
Nice.
Got him.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she gets.
Yep.
Hey, I was wondering, it is a new year. Is it going to be a new you?
Not really, man. I don't pay attention to time or...
Sean?
No. So it'll be a slightly different me, but
right.
It's never a new me.
Yeah.
A better me.
Let me ask you, what isn't bullshit? We've established religion and politics... Patriotism, capitalism,
mm-hmm.
the media. These are
most isms.
These are all, yeah.
Mediaism.
These are all systems of control that we give our power to.
Yeah.
But we're woke to them. What have we not realized is bullshit? Is everything bullshit?
I think existence itself, yeah.
Ooh.
What?
It
yeah.
is.
It's what do you mean, dude?
It's a big joke.
Explain yourself, Gary.
See, the big joke is... But no, I think it is all bullshit. Most
yeah.
of it. I've always coined the term invisible fences.
Oh.
We live in invisible fences.
Yeah.
For you see.
We do.
It's a good point.
We're dogs with collars.
Yeah, and we make our own.
Yeah.
Fucking
the fence is religion.
Yeah.
The fence can even be science, if you will.
Yeah. Cuz every
yeah.
time you see
astrology, archaeology.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was at the museum and I saw this sculpture of like a buffalo or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I was
yeah.
Like, I want to fuck it. And I'm like, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Invisible fence. Why can't I?
Right.
Because I have an invisible fence around myself. Yeah.
That yeah. says you can't fuck
I want to fuck this Native American art.
Work. Oh, you just wanted to fuck the art, not the actual buffalo.
No, it was an artist's rendition okay. of the yeah. buffalo. That's what made it beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know?
Sometimes I get angry that it's like there's some fences you just can't break out of, you know?
Maybe part of us is...
like what?
I'd love to be a woman.
Yeah?
I think
yeah.
I would.
You but can, it's, you it's can too be a late. Woman.
I feel like it's getting a tattoo. You can't get it past 30.
Do you believe... Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good point.
Thank you.
Let's see here. How about we do polls?
Yeah.
Yes.
All let's right. do it. Speaking of polls.
Whoa.
All right. We've got studying versus cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Cheating sunk its cheating little fingers into the competition with 60% to 40%. Man, that ain't right.
Yeah.
That ain't right at all.
People love to cheat.
Why? Yeah.
Because it's how you win.
It is true.
Well, I know, biggest, but you
the
shouldn't.
Biggest cheat of all is telling people don't cheat. Cheaters never win.
The most invisible fence of all.
Yeah.
That is true. That is,
they tell you.
You were listening, Sean. Yeah. I appreciate that.
I was listening. I'm about, always listening, think even about, if it seems like I'm not.
Donald J. Trump. Is he a cheater?
He is. He cheated his way to the White House. He
cheated on all yeah. his wives.
Yeah.
He cheated it. Everybody who wins, every successful person
yeah.
doesn't play by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Benzo, the fucking Amazon man, he don't pay no taxes.
No.
Cheating.
Yeah.
He ain't broke.
Who's Benzo?
Ben Abadarm Benzo, the guy who owns Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is his actual name? It's so far away Jeff from his Bezos. Real name. Oh, okay. Jesus.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
He did not say that.
Look, I cheated.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I won.
Congratulations.
Point, cheater. Brad. Let's see here. I'll do a poll.
You better.
Letterkenny versus Trailer Park Boys. We don't have any results. We just did it.
I'll give it to Trailer Park Boys.
Let's guess. Let's just take a guess. Really?
You can't yeah. be Trailer Park Boys anymore because the one guy's
oh,
a,
Bubbles
I don't
beat
care about
wife.
That, man.
Oh, boy.
You got to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
Not with that show.
Sean. Do you listen to Michael Jackson?
Yeah, but yeah. Michael Jackson's the greatest artist of all time. Yeah, it's not like Trailer Park Boys.
No. Bubbles is the greatest actor of all time, sir.
I tell you what, I mean...
You got me there.
Maybe I got predator vision, but yeah. I can see Sean's invisible fence.
I can too.
Your invisible fence.
Is wrapped his around you.
Built around Bubbles.
Yeah, his is very close. It's very short diameter on his fence.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Fuck it. Well, let's guess what the poll numbers would be. I'd say Trailer Park Boy.
95-32.
For Letterkenny?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll see in the future. Sean, why don't you do this final poll? We'll just get the fuck on with it.
I will. It's The Raid versus The Raid 2.
Mm-hmm.
We got a ton of response on this. We yes. got 3 votes.
Yeah.
And you know what? The people said The Raid.
Yeah.
And I think they may be right.
I think so.
There's something a lot more pure about The Raid versus The Raid 2, though The Raid 2 is awesome, of mm-hmm. course.
It's great.
If you haven't seen either of these movies, check
great.
Them out.
The first one, sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry, the first one's just really good.
Yeah. You think there'll be a 3?
No.
All right, well, good. Great for you, good for us. Why don't we check calls?
Hi, this is Doug and Colleen.
Hi, thank you so much for taking your call before and for your so thoughtful discussion about our question.
And we just wanted to say, in answer to your question, we are real, which means you guys are almost certainly famous by now. If you know, you're getting there.
We did it.
And I guess we have another question, so I'm going to hand the phone off to Colleen.
Come on, Colleen.
You can do it.
She's in the other room. Oh, my phone actually turned off.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Our question is, this is a real question, is which is better, LL Cool J or Ice-T?
Oh.
The man Ice-T. Okay, thank you, and happy holidays. To you.
Wow.
Goodbye. Well,
considering I've got a cup of Captain D's iced tea with lemon in it.
It is good that she made the distinction.
Yeah. LL Cool J.
Which is better, the rapper or the drink? Would be actually maybe even better.
Yeah.
And iced tea would win.
I think iced tea on both cases.
Oh, really?
So,
no.
What's LL Cool J?
LL Cool J's
almost said knock you out.
Who was in Friday? What the fuck's that guy's name?
That's Ice Cube.
That's Ice Cube. Yeah. If it was Ice Cube and Ice-T, that'd have been a tough one. Because they both went
LL Cool J is better than Ice-T. I don't really love Ice-T's raps. I mean, I think he's fine on like SVU or something as like a fake cop.
Right.
I think he's great because he's ridiculous. He married a porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd never eaten a bagel before, and then he ate a bagel.
I'm mad about bagels. I think it's great to be in the band Body Count.
Yeah.
And do Cop Killer, and then play a cop on TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking, that's as good as it's going to get.
What about this?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Cool J.
What did LL Cool J ever do besides Mama to Knock You Out?
Doing it well. That song?
Yeah, that song's really good.
Doing it. That's a good one.
He did that song, I Need Love.
Oh. Yeah, he was in SWAT. He was in the movie SWAT.
In the back of my mind. In SWAT? And in my conscience call.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good song. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid, but it's good.
I like LL Cool J. I remember Jamie Foxx did a bit in one of his acts where he was in, was it Remember the Titans? Was that Al Pacino?
Yes.
Yeah.
And LL Cool J was in it. And I guess they beefed. And, like, anyway, he was, like, kind of telling anecdotes about just what a dick LL Cool J was.
Surely.
So then when I see him, I'm like, oh, you a dick. You a moist, you a moist mouth motherfucker. Yeah. You a dick.
Does he have a moist mouth?
He does. He's always licking his lips.
He licks his lip a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's something about Ice-T. He's like, he played a kangaroo and a tank girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that's pretty good. I mean, that's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's so light-skinned. He's like, he's a black guy, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
But what about him is black?
Yeah.
His soul.
His voice, for
his
sure.
Voice maybe his voice is, yeah.
Yeah. His hair.
Yeah, his hair is wild, not, man.
Yeah, it's...
I'd like to see it undone. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Would it be okay to touch Ice-T's hair?
Ooh.
Because it's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just... Yeah, that's a good question.
Are you doing a memorial for Don Imus, who died recently? Is that what you're about to do?
Yeah,
his hair is. Are you saying
happy headed? I'm happy headed.
That's beautiful.
Well, thanks for the call, guys. I hope. Did we answer the question?
I think we did.
Well, no, Sean.
Ice-T, man.
Sean says LL.
You guys
Cool
said
J.
Ice-T. If you guys, it's always two against one in one direction.
We'll,
so
we'll make it a poll.
I'd rather hang out with Ice-T.
We'll make it a poll.
Yeah, LL Cool J would not be very nice to you. Ice-T might be like, hey, man, come over in here and sit down. It'll be fun.
Smoke some weed, man.
I don't think... I don't think Ice-T...
It's like South Park Ice-T.
I think that although Ice-T doesn't suffer fools, I'm sure, LL Cool J seems joyless.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, well, thank you, Don and Pauline, for calling us up and giving us a message.
Colleen. I'll edit that part in.
Yeah.
Don and Colleen.
Colleen. Jonathan's handing me a note. Okay, we were discussing this yesterday on the train. We were talking about the glasses you get on New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's it going to be? What's going to have the lens? It's 2020.
Right.
Do you think it's going to be a 2.0 as a lens, 2.0 as a lens?
I think it'll just be lopsided. It'll have
to be. You think it'll be like just two small twos with big O's?
Yeah, maybe.
Because then it'll be off to one side.
Maybe it'll be the O's and then the twos on the top.
Usually the two center numbers are the lenses.
Right.
That doesn't always work. I mean, like 2001, 2002, those were just a heyday. Yeah. For...
Man, 21-12, that'll be a hard year.
Yikes. Yeah.
We're not making it to 21-12.
No. We'll be long gone.
He's right.
Yeah.
21-11, maybe. But, okay. Well,
I mean, we need to stay around for 9/11.
I think they'll make the two. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they're going to make the two into a lens somehow.
We'll find out.
We're going to find out together, guys.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you for that, Jonathan.
Hey, if you are wearing glasses right now that are shaped like a year, would you call us 1-931-492-9789?
We should get.
It doesn't. Well, go ahead.
We should make glasses of the phone number.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should each wear really like wide. Three of the numbers of the. I knew it was going to be one or the other.
It has is it to letters be. Or
numbers? Colors. I think it's colors.
Yes. Yeah.
Runes.
Do you have that thing where you see, where you smell colors and yes. hear
I do.
Numbers?
I don't. I can't say anything because my invisible fence is not invisible. Yeah. It's just
no. You,
it's
just a you've got a picket fence around you.
I do. Okay. So what's that number?
1-931-492-9789. That number again is 1-931-492-9789. You don't have to be Colleen or Don. Mm-mm. Was
Doug.
It Don?
Doug.
You said Don earlier.
I did fuck up.
God damn it. Yeah. Let's Doug.
You threw me off.
You don't have to be Colleen or Doug to call, but we appreciate when they call most
of all.
We do,
and don't think just because we can't remember your name from 5 minutes ago that we don't.
It was less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. Gary, will you edit 5 minutes?
I will. I will.
Silence.
Yeah. Just ocean noise. We want all this is to fall right asleep. Drive off the road so we can die together. Hey, another thing. Congratulations, everybody, for not killing yourself. If you're hearing this,
yeah,
you made it through the holidays.
Unless you're here and in heaven.
Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or you're in hell. I don't know. Whichever. If you're in the afterlife.
Yeah. Do you think the afterlife has podcasts?
Oh, yeah. It's probably all podcasts.
If there's no podcasts, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Just let me live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's time for Brad's tip.
Okay.
Brad's tip, make a bad day into a holiday.
Interesting.
I make like a it. Bad day
into a holiday.
Friend of the show, friend of mine at least, Alex Pulaski. Yeah. Goes by Pulaski.
Yeah, because that's his name.
I think it's Colleen.
Yeah. Thanks for calling
Don
into the
Pulasco.
Show. He told me one day, I was like, hey, let's go do something, whatever. He's like, no, I can't. That's my special day. It was like, whatever, June 6th, 17th.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I had this day. It was a terrible day. And I decided from that day on, I would take that day and make it my own personal holiday. I'll take the day off work.
Wow.
Because everybody, we get sick days. Yeah. I mean, I don't, but people get sick days.
Some people do.
If you have a job where you get 6 days, just know that on whatever day, you have a shitty day this year in 2020, let's say real early, about February 3rd, you have a shit day.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is shitty. And then go, wait a minute. This is the shittiest day. I'm going to make February 3rd my day. And the next year comes around. Sorry, I can't work. I'm going to stay in bed and read. I'm going to drink. I'm going to have a holiday just for me. No one even understands. And it's like you take something bad and you make lemonade. Make your own day out of it. Yeah. Make a bad day into a holiday. Okay. Anyhow, there you go. And now let's call Mark Anunsen.
Good evening.
Hi. Mark Anunsen. Mark Anunsen. How are you, buddy?
Oh, just doing fantastic.
That's great. Man, it's
we're
coming up on a new year, huh? And
yeah.
We're thinking that tonight's show is going to be diet versus exercise, so we wanted to while we got
I don't do either of those.
Well, but you do cost analysis, so what's better, a financial, let's think about
if you want to
drink, you know, juices, you got to buy a lot of produce, it's expensive. You want to join a membership to a gym, that's expensive. You want workout equipment, you want healthy food. But what do you think? What's more spent, just money-wise, if you're going to go focus on one or the other, money-wise, what do you think?
Well, money-wise, it's probably cheaper to join a gym every month.
Yeah.
Like Planet Fitness is only like 10 bucks a month or something ridiculous like that.
Right, right.
Where eating healthy is, you know, almost double what you pay for normal food.
Eating healthy, because
like
part of you
processed food.
Right. Part of you thinks, oh, I'm going to save money on groceries because I'm not buying a bunch of mac and cheese and ramen noodles. Well, that's like 10 cents, you know? Going to McDonald's is cheap.
The best thing you could do is just cut out the sodas. Those are actually worse than the food you eat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I cut out soda years ago. I mean, I'll drink it with alcohol, or every once in a while I have a Coke just to, you know, wake myself up if I'm doing a show late at night.
Yeah.
Like, but It's for the most, yeah. I should drink those things every day.
Don't drink your calories, guys. That's what everybody knows. That.
Don't drink your calories, Mark.
No, bad calorie.
And artificial sweeteners. Yeah, drink water. Artificial sweeteners are almost cheaper. As bad as sweeteners because mm-hmm.
They may be worse.
It makes you retain fat.
Are they worse, Mark?
Who knows? Well,
a lot of them are like, they say cause cancer. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in the Bible or anything. It's on TV, so yeah. I can't just take right. their word for it.
You mentioned Planet Fitness. I was walking by one a few months ago, and it had a sign on it that said, 13 to 15-year-olds get in free.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it was very specific on the age. That I thought it was really weird.
Yeah.
And the sign was, 16. Like, handmade, too.
Was,
like,
was that a Catholic church you were walking
by? No, it was actually, well, wherever they rape kids, I can't
It's just Kevin Spacey with a fake mustache on, like, come on to Planet Fitness.
Come on, 13 to 15.
Oh, I'm a man from the South, and this is how good my accent is. Kevin Spacey. Look, I think we all had a rough day, a rough year, let's face it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody's
worst year ever.
Just hadn't, wasn't good, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who won, Mark, financially, diet or exercise?
So exercise wins from a cost perspective.
Okay.
But diet is more important.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Look at me. I go work out almost every day, but I eat like crap.
Oh, yeah.
The minute I start eating healthy, I lose weight.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's most beautiful. People will tell you that.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you for your input. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Have a wonderful evening,
President
friends.
Spacey.
Thanks, Mark. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy
Bye-bye.
New Year, Mark.
Yeah, there he is.
There That's he was.
Good old Mark.
What a great guy.
You can't say he's not great.
I wouldn't even know. I can't even physically make the words in my mouth.
Well, here's some things that are good in your mouth.
Like what?
Gary's special segment.
Hey everyone, this is Gary's high-tech corner.
High-tech corner.
I think I may have done this once before. You know, tonight I've been talking about invisible fences, and you know, it's a way to try to inspire people.
Yeah.
I found this thing online called called Inspirobot.
We and got Mushmouth tonight.
Yeah, there's something up. It's the invisible.
got a fence around my tongue.
It's an AI that gives you inspirational quotes.
Oh, cool.
And it's kind of built off some sort of algorithm or something.
Probably.
It might be.
And I think I may have done this before, but we're doing it again.
We could do it again.
All right.
I'm sure I did the holiday thing
and
before.
If you want to check this out, it's inspirobot.me. It gives you a little nice image and a quote. So here we go. First one.
Mm-hmm.
If you grasp slavery, you cannot grasp smell.
Wow.
Huh.
Interesting.
That's a really good point.
Let me reason that out. If you grasp slavery.
Yeah, if you grab it.
I think I've got it.
Okay.
You can't grasp smell. I can't argue with that.
I think what it means is if you participate in slavery, then you must be missing a sense. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah. If you are like a slave owner.
Right.
Then you're...
You smell bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next one. Let's see. Did you know that autoerotic asphyxiation may not be the solution to your problems?
David Carradine.
It is true.
Probably Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Did I know that? I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That's news to me.
I've never tried that.
Why not?
This seems dangerous.
Are you a coward?
No. Fucking. All right, watch this.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. It is the answer to my
question. It is.
I'm going to disagree.
Yeah. He's got a mic cord around his neck. All right, this is the last one.
Yanking it.
Wait a minute. You're doing a great job. I feel
Thanks, buddy.
Like this is the last one. Like, you don't even care about it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of this segment.
Thanks,
and
man.
And I think it's going great.
All right.
I mean, I jerked off.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know?
It was very fast. Oh, here, you'll like this one, Brad. This one might help in your jerking off. You're sexy as bacon.
Wow.
Oh. That's pretty good. That seems like a Drake line.
You know?
You're sexy as bacon. You want a pork?
You know, sexy as bacon.
Yeah.
She a cute ass Jamaican.
Oh, shit.
Jamaican me horny. Bitches pushing 40.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, well, thank you, Gary. And now it's time for Sean's Corner.
Hi, it's Sean over here in the corner hanging out with my dunce cap. Uh-oh. I want to read to you some small bits of an article I read today, an opinion article that I think will make you guys both feel better.
Okay. An op-ed?
It is an op-ed, yes.
Oh, okay.
This is by Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times, and it's called "This Has Been the Best Year Ever."
Okay.
If you're depressed by the state of the world, let me toss out an idea. In the long arc of human history, 2019 has been the best year ever. The bad things that you fret about are true, but it's also true that since modern humans emerged about 200,000 years ago,
allegedly,
2019 was probably the year in which children were least likely to die, adults were least likely to be illiterate, and people were least likely to suffer excruciating and disfiguring diseases. Perhaps the greatest calamity for anyone is to lose a child. That used to be common. Historically, almost half of all humans died in childhood. As recently as 1950, 27% of all children still died by age 15. Now that figure has dropped to about 4%.
Oh, no.
If you were given the opportunity to choose the time you were born in, it'd be pretty risky to choose a time in any of the thousands of generations in the past. Noted Max Rauser, an Oxford University economist who runs the Our World in Data website. Almost everyone lived in poverty, hunger was widespread, and famines common.
I think that's wonderful. I think that he's got a point. Like there's a downward trend, like people are less violent. And
yeah,
we talked about that before. It used to be like, in old England, like for entertainment, they would set a cat on fire.
Yeah,
yeah, and, that's true.
You know, I think we're more aware of all the terrorists and all the
right,
like the shooting at in Texas in the church.
Yeah,
which look, I'm against shootings.
Yeah, staunchly.
I mean, marginally more than I'm against churches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but if you're gonna shoot up a church, you're gonna go to a church in Texas and think no one has a gun?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I bet none of these Bible thumpers in Texas are packing a fucking goddamn pistol just like Yosemite fucking Sam.
NRA bumper stickers on all the cars.
You're asking for it.
I think what it is like, you know how like if somebody thinks they're sick, that's almost as bad as them being sick.
I think
that's what's going on now.
Yeah.
People think it's bad, so it feels bad.
We're sick in the head, man.
You know what makes me nervous?
Insane in the membrane.
Because every time there's something like that, people like will post it and they'll be like, the war's about to start. Mm-hmm. I'm like, don't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it is, but don't say that. Because you're going to make it. You're going to precipitate it.
Yeah.
Candyman.
Oy, that was Sean's Corner. And now let's have an ad.
Hey, this is Nat Keefe from Hot Buttered Rum. This podcast is part of the Osiris Podcast Network.
And now time for Which Is Better.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
Which is better? Diet versus exercise.
Wow.
Diet versus exercise, huh?
Diet versus exercise.
People are going to be listening to this probably on January 1st. Am I right? Is my math correct?
Maybe even
sooner.
December 31st.
Maybe. Well,
the point is a lot of people are like, all right, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to get my life together. One of these things is physical fitness. I want to be healthy. I want to look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. So there's going to be diet and exercise. Of course you're going to want to do a little bit of both. Of course.
Really?
You want to do a lot of both.
Yeah.
But let's go through which is better.
Oh, okay.
What you put in, what you take out.
We just end the show right there. Yeah. All right, good night.
Well, you want to do, I mean, you want to work out, but you don't want to work out and eat cookies all day and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I did have this discussion earlier, and I was told that if you work out, then you can eat a bunch of shit.
That's true.
Work out. And that's sort of what Mark was saying. Mark was like, I eat like shit, but I work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think
he might have been saying the opposite, though, that he eats too much shit.
Right.
So that the working out doesn't matter anymore.
I think, though, yeah, I think that if he didn't work out as much as he did, he may be able just not to go upstairs and shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, but, you know, well, let's go. Here, what do you think, guys?
Oh, okay.
Got reactions.
Gary?
I think exercise is more important.
What?
I think so, because, like, you got to move, man. You can't stop moving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as people, like, stop moving, like, when they're older, that's when they're done.
You're right.
And you can still kind of eat sort of like shit, but you got to fucking move.
Yeah.
It's not just good for your body. It's good for your soul.
Okay.
It's good for your mental health.
It lowers your depression.
It's good for your sex life.
Really?
Just do some exercise.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if no one wants to have sex with me anyway?
Then... yeah, then eat. Just eat as much as you want, really.
Okay, good.
Who cares at that
Sweet.
Point? It's that's pretty redeeming in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Satisfaction. Sean, what's your gut reaction?
I prefer dieting.
Dieting.
To exercising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mind some exercise that is maybe non-exercise exercise, like walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is fine. But like actual exercise,
strenuous weights.
Mm-hmm.
This just takes so much time to actually be going exercise. Like to kind of exercise in a way where you're not just going to a place to exercise is fine. But man, it's just so much time
That's
to
why
go.
I like activities, like hiking or something. You're like, it's nice, and you don't realize that you've walked
three
miles.
Yeah, like
Gary.
I wish I liked playing basketball or anything.
Yeah,
where you're like. A side effect of having fun is is you burn some calories. Well, I'm
go to Dave and Buster's, man.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Go Dance Dance Revolution.
Yes, yeah. I'm Connect Hoops
on the fence. So I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. I think there's
Brad.
Pros and cons for both. Neither are good. Neither are fun.
Oh, both are stupid.
So I don't like either, but. I think I'm speaking for a lot of people out there listening now who are like, I don't like either one of these things. So let's us now decide which is better, and then you won't have to do the other one.
You're speaking for Colleen. Right. You're speaking for Doug.
I'm speaking for Doug, Colleen, Holly sometimes.
Alex Polonkonk.
Alex Polarski.
Moltaller.
Kevin Spacey from Georgia. How much Kevin Spacey?
Man. Elmer Fudd Spacey.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
witness.
I'm going to get those teenage boys if it's the worst thing I do.
And then they'll commit suicide under mysterious circumstances.
Oh, yeah. That shit is insane, man.
Easier to spell. First question.
Okay.
Diet or exercise?
Diet.
Yes, diet's easier to spell.
Exercise. Boy, am I autocorrect's like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Is that it?
Let me try to spell it and you tell me if I'm right. All right.
Okay.
E-X.
Uh-huh.
C-E-R.
Nope. Wrong already.
There's no C?
Yeah.
It's exercise.
It's just exercise?
E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E, I think.
Huh. Yeah. I was doing the show notes for this before I got here, and I was like, what the fuck? How do you spell this goddamn
it's so
word?
Hard. Well, I was writing to someone.
Eckerdex? What?
Let me tell you about how autocorrect made a difference in my life.
Okay.
I was telling somebody I wanted to kill myself, but it kept changing it to I want to jill myself. And it made me giggle, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'll keep living for another day.
Oh, I know.
That's beautiful.
I was telling a girl I wanted to eat her P word.
Yes.
And I said, I want to eat your pizza.
Did she like it?
She did. She still got
did
her
she
going.
Get horny?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Ooh, extra anchovies.
Yeah, eat my fucking pizza.
It's cheesy.
Put your pepperoni in my pizza.
Oh, yeah. Stuff crust.
I want to stuff your crust.
We think just alike.
We did.
I want to put my shit on your dick.
Deep dish.
Is that a Pizza Hut pizza? Shit on your dick?
No.
That's R.I.P. probably Domino's.
Well, that's
diet.
Probably Little Caesars.
Oh, for sure.
Diet is easy to spell. Next react.
Oh, we didn't try to spell it, though.
Diet?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Go.
D.
Yeah.
U.
Yep.
N.
Uh-huh.
So far, so good.
G.
Yep.
3.
A.
Uh-huh.
R.
Keep
1.
Going.
E.
6.
Keep
e.
Going.
S.
Yes.
Nailed it.
All right. Now spell jazzercise.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
C.
U.
U. M. D. U.
Okay.
M.
Okay, cut.
P.
Okay, okay.
S. T. T-E-R.
Cucumber?
Yes.
Okay. He did it. Next, dietitians or personal trainers, which are better?
Oh.
Dietitians who will walk you through what you eat, or personal trainer who will tell you how to work out?
I'll say this. Every person I've found out is a personal trainer. I have been surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's
really
a lot of not in shape personal trainers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't
that
weird?
It is weird. Mm-hmm. It's like having a barber with a bad haircut.
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
You're right.
It is.
It's like having a.
What else is it like?
Go on.
Give me three more examples.
It's like having a doctor with no arms.
How is it like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A doctor can still be a doctor without arms.
Yes.
He's like doing surgery with his mouth.
Oh, okay. A surgeon
it'd
with
be
no
like
arms?
Having a surgeon with no arms.
Yes, right. That's better.
It's like having a grand wizard who's Chinese.
Yeah.
It is odd. Yeah. All the personal trainers I know have known have been those too high energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard chest people who you're just like, everything you feel like you do is inferior to them.
Yeah.
And it's like, and also the absorbent amount mm-hmm. of money.
Oh,
that
yeah.
they charge for that.
Yeah.
I think the thing with a dietitian and the thing with a personal trainer is they're in the, a good one, is they're in the room with you going, no, come on, two more, do it. Do
yeah.
it. A dietitian isn't going to be with you all day long.
Right.
Smacking Snickers bars out of your hands.
Yeah.
Really everything a dietitian does and everything a personal fitness trainer would do is something you could look up online and go, okay, that's how I do this.
Yeah.
The being there, I think, is more effective for mm-hmm. a personal
trainer. If I had to choose between the two, I would rather have a personal trainer for that reason. Because they're in your face. They're like, come on, you could do this.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I very easily know what I need to eat.
Right.
It's just so clear what I need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I need to eat a bunch of salads. I need to eat meat that is low in fat.
Mm-hmm.
I need to eat lots of nuts.
Mm-hmm,
need to eat lots of whole grains.
But maybe you work out. You're doing it wrong. You're going to hurt yourself.
That's true.
What's the guy? I don't even want to attempt his name because I mean, there's even a limit to the racism I'm willing to try. But the guy who's going to be in Eternals in the...
Oh, Kumail.
Yeah.
Oh, Kumail Nanjiani.
Aziz Ansari.
Yes.
He's in Kumail. Shape now. Kumail got ripped up. Pretty shredded up. Mm-hmm.
He looks stupid. It's still his head on that it's body, still, though.
Right.
It does look photoshopped.
Yeah.
It looks like he was at the beach and put his head through one of those things.
It does look like that.
I know. It's like just has to take Groucho Marx's head.
Yeah.
Just a small body. It's like, I'm still not going to. This doesn't matter.
Uh-uh.
I mean, how?
Okay. I mean, literally, Carrot Top is a monster.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you work that hard to really still be just disgusting?
Yeah. And even he just like will always look weird now.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't fit. He's supposed to be kind of a skinny schlub.
Yeah.
Worthless piece of shit.
Yeah. I don't get it. I can get it like where you're like Seth Rogen, where you're pudgy and you slim down.
Yeah.
Right? But you ain't got to be ripped.
That's the thing, man, is men that exercise a lot, it's like you don't have to. That's not important to women. Like,
look at how out of shape I am.
Yeah.
You do. I think that maybe that gets you a notch of a foot in the door more, maybe.
A little bit, but not near as much as the effort.
You right?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. I feel guilty being so out of shape and being with pretty girls.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't deserve this.
No, it's Okay. So dietitians, personal trainers, we said personal trainers are better.
I think they're better.
I feel like dietitians are smarter.
Probably, yeah.
Like they know science. They're like, amino acids.
Right.
You're going to need an omega.
Mm-hmm.
The six.
Fish oils.
Oh, the six. put your pizza in my shitter. Roll it up, pizza rolls.
Easier to stick to. That's the question.
Oh.
Easier to stick to a diet or stick to a workout routine?
I think workout. Because, man, junk food is fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. You know, and it's so easy to sneak and to convince yourself you're cheating this just once, you know?
And you know, if you smoke, you want to quit smoking, you can stop.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but you can stop. You drink, you want to quit drinking, you can quit. But you have to eat.
Yeah.
So you can eat it's like, okay, you kind of try to quit heroin, but three times a day you have to have a little bit of heroin.
Right.
And it's like, it's so easy to be like, even if you're eating healthy, you're like, oh, I'm going to eat a banana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll eat six bananas and an orange. I'm eating healthy. Yeah. You've still consumed 5,000 calories in one go.
Stop eating so many bananas, listeners.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you think...
Doug!
You think, oh, I'm eating six Clementines instead of a fucking Snickers bar.
Yeah.
But I'm still... That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's still bad. Even when you're trying to be good, you can't fucking win with these motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. What was the question? Which is easier?
Easier to stick to.
Easier to stick to.
Everybody's... I think... Beginning of the new year, everybody's going to be like, I'm going to eat right, I'm going to work out.
Yeah.
And they're hard to stick to.
They are hard to stick to. I think, for me, diet is easier to stick to just because I don't have to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the problem. I think... For me, at least, when I'm like trying to be a good boy and to eat well pretty often, I just still take breaks. But I don't know if that counts as sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
If built in occasionally having shitty food is part of the diet, does that count as sticking to the diet?
Well, I think most diets have a cheat day.
You gotta cheat sometimes or you go insane.
Mm-hmm. Right, but also with working out, you have days off. You don't have to work out every muscle every day.
You're right.
So, yeah, I guess there's breaks built into it. Also, this comes down, I think, a lot of willpower. Sean's got willpower.
He does.
Sometimes.
Order a pizza, eat two slices of the pizza, put it in the fridge, get five fucking meals out of a pizza.
Yeah.
I get maybe two. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, it's because you're going and you're fucking, your eyes roll the back of your head like a great white shark, and you're just like, pizza, stuff on the crust.
Yeah.
Yes. Roll it up.
Yeah. But that willpower is different than motivation, which is, I think you need motivation to go to the gym.
That's true.
Well, see, I just work out at home. I can't go to a gym. It makes me nervous. I feel like I'm being judged.
It's dirty.
So I bought kettlebells, fucking $50, and I just do that at home in yoga on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in paying for anything.
I got a kettlebell in my room right now. If you put a white glove on and swiped your finger,
it was 45 pounds, and now it's like 60.
Dusties.
Oh.
Dusties.
So who's better to stick to? Easier to stick to?
I think exercise.
For me, it's diet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because I mostly don't exercise.
Yeah. All right. I think for me, I'll take walks. Pretty good about sticking to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I get into a habit of something.
Yeah.
Eating right, it's like I said, it's like, what's right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, you know, you're in a car with a friend and they stop at fucking Sonic. And you're like, what's the healthiest thing I can do here?
Right.
Like a BLT.
Yeah.
It's like as close to a salad as you can get. It's So, you know, you do the best you can. Neither are easy. Oh, that brings us to the next one. Support systems.
Ooh.
We're talking about people in your life who you're like, I'm trying to eat right. Most people are going to roll their fucking eyes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's go get pizza. Oh, I can't really. Oh, come on.
Right.
It's inconvenient to them. People want to bring you down like the crabs in a pot, in a bucket.
Yeah.
Pull you down. And workout buddies. If you got a workout buddy, like Michael Hamm and I, we would go take walks every Sunday at the park. We take a nice long walk. But whenever he's like, oh, I can't make it, then I wouldn't go.
Right.
And I'm not putting that on him. But when you have a workout buddy, I mean, I'm talking about support systems. When you have people around you, which is better, for working out or for eating right?
Probably the working out. Just because you're right, man. The food thing, I've been peer pressured into bad food choices so many fucking times.
Yeah.
And drinking, it's like,
Yeah,
so that sucks. There's definitely not people that are supportive with exercise that much, but I feel like it's a lot better than the food situation.
But people don't usually try to talk you out of exercise.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll talk you out of, and you're like, hey, try this ice cream. Nah, I'm trying to be, oh, come on.
Right.
But you're like, I got to go to the gym for an hour. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Sit in your sofa instead.
That's how alcoholics are, man. They the way they're like, here, have a drink.
They want you to be there.
Yeah, man, have a drink, dude. Here, we're drinking.
Yeah.
You're drinking.
Yeah. It's. I think support systems for working out is better.
Yeah. You're right.
And also, it's really on you. Just because somebody doesn't go with me to take a walk doesn't mean I can't take a walk.
You can walk, man.
Pop in the headphones.
Okay. You can walk.
better movie.
If you're listening, you can walk.
Ooh, you're probably walking right now.
Unless you can't.
Yeah, but, yeah.
If and then can't, if you can't, that's fine.
Right. We're sorry.
Yeah.
We made it awkward.
Maybe yeah, we made it weird. Yeah. But
well, you can work out your arms wheeling
yeah,
your
that's
wheelchair.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, maybe they can't.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, we've
if you're a paraplegic, then that's fine, too.
If you're a brain in a jar,
yeah,
you can slosh around.
You can, yeah. You're made out of fat, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's
can can a brain move? If a brain was just in a jar, could ooh, it?
That would be scary, man.
Yeah. I think it can levitate if it's really smart.
Yes.
Better movie montages.
Oh.
Come on. Easy.
Exercise.
Exercise yeah, are better.
You don't have a movie montage of people. Sometimes you have a movie montage of people like eating a carrot.
Yeah.
It's but just it's them, usually mixed in with the exercise.
It's just them waving their hand like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Thank you. Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also Rocky IV.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's climbing up fucking mountains and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, the Russian shit.
Yeah.
That one's great.
Really good.
Fearless Hyena. When it's time to get in shape.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To go kick the big guy's ass.
Yeah. Incredibles. I mean, Incredibles really? Is essentially the same as the Rocky one.
Almost but. Any kung fu movie.
Yes.
Like the guy, whoever gets beat, he can't beat him. He practices really... All Dragon Ball Z is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like maxing out. So, yeah, eating. What are you just eating? Yeah. Picture somebody eating a fucking.
Just carrot. Opening the fridge and being like, not today. Nope. And then shutting
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I don't eat. Me, I don't eat.
Just one scene is just their stomach growling.
Nope.
Tightening a belt.
Push it to the limit. Push it.
Don't. Don't.
Eating a leaf.
Mm hmm. All right, healthier.
Kale.
Healthier.
Healthier.
Is it healthier to work out
yeah.
while eating garbage, or is it healthier to be inactive while eating nutritious, healthy food?
I don't think you stand a chance of being injured eating healthy food.
Oh.
So
okay.
I'll give it to...
Really good point, Gary.
Food, yeah.
But I think you can work out, burn calories, but if you still put in toxic... You know, if you're eating Oreos and combos and all yeah. this yeah. fucking shit, you're still going to have heart disease. You're still yeah. going to have a lot of salt and sugar. Mm-hmm. And
what about Bugles?
Oh, yeah.
What if you're working out and you eat a lot of Bugles?
You may, putting them on you your may. Fingers while you're doing curls.
You do ball, right, you're bowling, still, you're going still, bowling, and you put Bugles into the holes of the bowling ball.
You're still malnourished, though. You're still not getting
yeah.
The stuff you need.
How does it work? Because, like, you see... I mean, dudes like The Rock will eat, but they don't eat shit. They just eat like 1,000
chicken
salmons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But like some dudes, you know, who work out, they're like, yeah, I just eat a whole fucking piece. It doesn't even fucking matter.
I know. Especially like in high school, like the trailer trash guys would be like rail thin with like lean ripcord muscles.
Yeah.
And they ate just... Pop Rocks and Coke, never drank water in their life.
They're just active as hell, man. Mudding yeah. and fucking four-wheelers and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cartwheels.
Mm-hmm. I think healthier, and maybe this is just propaganda that big models have pushed it, you know, that like you can be healthy at any weight, and you're like,
these yeah,
big fat people who are like, well, I eat healthy food.
Okay. Come on,
yeah,
really?
Like, do you think yeah. it's true though? I mean, I've heard people say this,
mm-hmm.
and I think that couldn't be right, but can it be right?
I don't know,
doesn't
I
seem like so. It could be.
I don't well, like sumo wrestlers date back to you know. A bazillion years ago.
Yeah.
And they weren't eating no fried food. They were eating fucking rice and fish. They're just eating a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess you can get fat off of natural paleozoic food yeah. or whatever.
Paleontology diet. Yeah.
Archaeologist
yeah.
food.
Yeah. If you could be a rocks and dinosaur bones.
Fucking amber. Eating fucking amber. Mosquitoes.
What is the paleo diet? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You just eat like cavemen, nuts and yeah. fucking better look. And you think about somebody who eats right or somebody who works out.
Oh.
Vegans typically look like shit.
They yes. look a little yellow, a little yeah. sick.
They're horrible.
Although the bodybuilders that I've seen up close are some of the most disgusting people I've ever seen in my entire life.
They got
life.
Pimples on their back.
Their yeah. skin is just weird, mm-hmm. sinewy.
They also all do like a lot of tanning and stuff.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
just look like fucking
and they shave their shit. Chests and
mm-hmm. yeah.
ingrown hairs and shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
big boils.
Yeah. See that? Nasty. Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
They're disgusting. And yeah. they smell horrible.
Do they smell?
The yeah. worst smell.
Why?
Because all of the creatine. Food. Yeah. yeah. The kind of foods yeah. that they eat, they just reek.
They smell
man.
Like salami.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'll be sitting there like, ooh, is that salami? I'll turn around and be a bodybuilder. Like, fucking typical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll that's be like, hey, don't hurt me. I'm like, get the fuck out of yeah. my face.
I fucking. Thought you were salami.
Yeah.
That's why I love guns, man. It's because, yeah. like, a great bodybuilder. Equalizer. Yeah. Yeah, I'll shoot you in the yeah. fucking head.
You know what? Right.
fucking salami smelling motherfucker.
I could kill you or Andre the Giant. I could kill anybody.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, not Andre the Giant.
Yeah, he could probably take a lot of bullets.
If he was alive. He can now, probably.
You can hear the bullets rattling in his head, and he's still coming at you.
Hey, boss.
Hey, why'd you shoot
Stop
me?
Stop shooting me, boss.
Boss the plane.
All right. Better look.
Wait.
Diet.
Let me say this.
Bad. I don't know.
Let me say this.
Please say it.
I think there's a certain amount of working out mm-hmm. that makes you look good.
Yeah.
But I think at a certain point... Mm-hmm. In either direction, like runners mm-hmm. look like shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're all like skinny and weird and fucking awful, mm-hmm. horrible, disgusting people. Yeah. Super duper bodybuilders look like shit. Mm-hmm. They look yeah. horrible. But there's like a middle ground where like you work out, mm-hmm. you kind of get strong, you get your muscles get good yeah. before you start to look silly.
Yeah. Right.
Swimmers build, man.
I'll say this one word, squats.
Yeah. Squat.
You can eat healthy and you're not going to get that bubble butt
mm-hmm.
the way that like a girl who does yoga and squats and
man,
shit.
Man, when I do my squats around, regularly,
yeah.
yeah,
I get a booty.
You get a booty.
And it's great.
But you can't diet your way to a booty.
No, you can't.
You know, man. You could lose enough weight so that like the natural pectoral muscles you have kind of maybe. Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. But you're never going to get pecs. You're never going to get a booty.
Mm-mm.
And you could get abs, I guess, from being thick. You know, you get that line down the middle from eating right. But you won't get a six pack. Okay. So workout.
It's tough, though.
Workout is, I think.
I think workout within reason.
Yeah. Okay. Workout
I think it's hard
reason.
To it's hard to
overdo it.
To diet well.
Yeah.
And look great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you just look like a regular person. If you just eat a good diet, you just look like a person.
And then that goes back to whatever you're into, because I know that like that heroin chic was kind of like just skinny.
Yeah. yeah.
Supermodel stuff. Better videos.
Mm.
You get your phone out. You get your phone neck cricked over. Are you going to watch cooking videos? Or are you going to watch girls doing yoga?
Yeah.
Or are you going to watch workout videos? People
exercise weights? Videos, man.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of those.
We want to see the crotch,
yeah.
the sweaty,
we
disgusting
want to see the crotch. We want to see
stink crotch.
I love yoga bloops. I love when girls are doing yoga. Like,
oh yeah,
on by a stream and they fall in the water.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or land into like a glass coffee table.
Yeah,
like those.
Or their dog red starts humping their head.
Yeah,
yeah. Those are great.
Comes the dog comes on them.
And she goes, "Yeah, give me that deep dish,
protein.
Doggy dick.
Yeah.
This is what yoga does to you. It makes you more of an animal. I love to fuck animals now.
Yeah."
Yeah.
Tear down your dog fence and fuck your dog.
Yeah, it's an invisible fence, man.
That is an invisible fence.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
They can't get pregnant with our seed.
They can't.
It's bestiality. It's actually better.
Yeah.
But that's fun, but I'll watch cooking videos. Cooking.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man.
You do a cooking video?
There's a whole cooking TV show network, man.
Which one?
Food Network.
Oh.
I'll watch cooking. I like cooking. And it's hard whenever you like want a recipe and you get online, you're like, okay, how long do you fucking boil an egg? You got to scroll through 8 pages of this backstory. And if you even watch a video, you got to watch 10 ads. It's like, just tell me. I'm like,
yeah.
But sometimes you get there and you're like, people cooking, making gelatin.
It is fun.
SpaghettiO gelatin. And you're like, what?
SpaghettiO gelatin?
There's shit out there.
Sounds horrible.
You wouldn't even believe, Sean.
Yeah.
Turn you white.
Yeah. Okay, better videos?
Exercise, man.
I say exercise, I'm sorry.
I say cooking, but it's fine.
I'm sorry,
I used to
Brad.
Do Taibo when I was a teenager.
Did not.
I did.
You never did.
We got a tape at Goodwill, and I was like, well, I want to look like this black guy, so I'm going to do some
Taibo. Work?
Billy, no, yeah. Oh, no. Boy.
Billy Banks?
I actually gained weight.
Billy Bob's?
Billy Bank Blanks.
Billy Blanks. Billy Blanks.
Yeah. Billy Baines.
Billy Bang.
More annoying people.
Ooh.
Vegans are fucking...
Man.
Healthy, eat right people or fucking work out.
Oh, you gotta ride. Oh, dude, you gotta ride a bike, dude. You
know, are we also including, like, gluten people?
Yeah.
And...
Diet people versus exercise people. Who are
Diet people are the worst.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, this is because they work in the service industry and they are horrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Okay.
But...
Yeah,
I'm sure if I
inflict that on
people.
Yes, and it's weird because none of them know what their diet is, but they know that they're mad about it. Like they're just like, "Wait, do you have anything that is vegan?" I don't know what your stupid diet is,
and they act like they're trying that you're trying to poison them.
Yeah,
like you're attacking them. Yes. They'll be like, "I can't have that."
No.
Yeah, and it's like,
I could die.
I don't know you. I don't know.
Does this contain rice flour?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll go look. Yeah. I don't know. I'll be back.
Exercise
you just wait
people,
here.
You can feel they're silently judging you, but you feel that they're just satisfied about how hard they've worked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, yeah, you should try maybe, you know. But like diet people are like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
How can you eat this poison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot more of them than there are. I mean, because most people are overweight now.
No, and like you were saying before, these people will be overweight and still looking down their nose at you about what you're putting in your body. I'm like, I get it. I get there is nuance here, and then maybe you are getting more nutrients than me. But don't do it. You know?
You need to cast the hoagie out of your own eye.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think also it is just so weird to be self-righteous about what you eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bigger dick.
Mm. Oh.
Exercise.
Exercise got a
Doesn't exercise
dick?
Have smaller balls, though?
Ooh.
That's if you're doing steroids.
Steroids.
That's the only way to get big. Yeah.
You're right.
I don't think either of these people have big dicks. This is small dick shit. Eating good food and working out is small dick shit. Mm-hmm. If you got a big dick, who cares, man?
Who gives a fuck?
Ron Jeremy ain't worried about diet or exercise because he got a 15-foot dick.
If you work out, though, your dick, you can fuck maybe more because you've got endurance that you might not have from eating right.
And your dick looks bigger.
Yes.
Well, if you're thin from eating
more veins.
Nothing, you know, skinny guys look like their dicks are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no fat fluffs around it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. So you're saying work out, though?
I think work out.
Maybe.
And the thing is, both of you are fit. I think you've both always been pretty fit.
Yeah, for the most part.
A little bit.
I'm not fit. Mm-hmm. I've had ups and downs.
You're a beautiful person, Brad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, in my life, I've been with people, and they've been like, oh, you're so hot. And I'm like, come on.
I mean,
it's impossible. Thank you. You're sweet. I appreciate you.
I think it's
because
you're looking at it from a man's perspective. You just don't think that way.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's like,
maybe
they're like, oh, I love your brain.
Yeah.
It is.
You're witty. You're charming.
Oh, I'm a woman. that's what they're thinking all the time.
I'm talking about, like, because when I'm naked and I'm like, I'm covering up, I don't walk around. My butt hang out, you know. I'm like,
not really.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I'm kind of shy. It's not even that shy. It's just like, look, I don't like this anymore.
Yeah,
than you.
Right.
You know, it's like, but like, a girl, I want to, be naked all day. That's great. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I'm going to the shower. I'm going to put on a suit.
You know, you're like, wearing come a back towel with around a towel. Your chest.
Yeah.
Like a woman does.
Yeah. I got a towel around my head, one draped on my shoulders like a cape.
This facial cream on your face.
I like wrap one around each leg.
Yeah. You've got cucumbers on your eyes while you're talking to her. No, I can see you.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know at that point. It's just
a thin cucumber. You can still see him.
Anyway, okay. Better bogus products. There's been quick fixes throughout the years.
Man, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I still, every time I walk by the thing that shoots the electricity at your abs, like, I wish I could get that, man.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like the best.
It does.
I want to have one of those.
The springy chest stretchy thing.
Oh, yeah. The-
The fucking, what was the Thighmaster?
Yeah, Thighmaster.
Thighmaster's good.
Ab roller.
Yeah. What was the ab swing? The thing where you sort of swing your ass.
Oh, yeah.
But... oh, there's so many pills.
Oh, yeah.
Some fasts and things you take. And
I think I think there is a way in which a fad exercise piece of fad exercise equipment can help you. Whereas almost no diet things do anything but like potentially kill you while you're playing baseball. There was a short time when like three or four guys died because they were doing fucking
And the thing is, like, if you have some contraption that helps you do the perfect sit-up,
yeah,
you don't burn fat by doing sit-ups.
No,
you'll make muscles underneath fat, maybe. Yeah. But if you want abs, you don't do sit-ups. You run,
yeah,
or you swim, and burn all the fat away. But they don't. It's just you look at TV and you're like sick of it, and you're like, a quick thing I can do right now. I can take action. I can call this number and order this thing, and I've done something.
And I can do it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you don't do it.
Yeah.
But so there's so many preying upon people's hopes and dreams and fears.
You're right.
And they're all pretty goofy. I mean, I guess, what's the biggest all time? I mean, the Foreman grill.
Shake weight?
Oh, shake weight.
Yeah.
Okay,
shake weight. I found my shake weight in the closet the other day.
You have a shake weight?
Well, Liz does, but I was like,
shake weight is definitely useless.
It is.
Okay. All right.
Is there a way for it to make you strong?
I mean, what could the science be? It shakes you hold it still.
I mean, maybe your wrist.
You hold it?
Strength?
Or it shakes by itself?
It shakes automatically.
Oh, I didn't know that was part of it.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like a machine that shakes.
I'll bring it on the next episode.
Okay.
Oh, I would love to try one. I've never tried one before.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right. Better, but I would say shake weight is top.
Yeah.
Shake weight's really good. Yeah.
So here we are at the end. Mm-hmm. Diet versus exercise. Maybe not the most fun one, but it's informative for the new you.
This is important.
This is what you guys are probably on. This
shit is
on
important,
the hot
dude.
Is. The pulse of America.
Yeah.
And the world at large.
Plump, plump. Plump, plump.
Which is better?
Exercise.
I still think diet is better, just because I like it better.
Having sex is part of exercise.
Yeah, no one ever wants to fuck me, though.
It's
I don't
also
care
part
about
of
sex.
Diet if you...
if you're eating the shit.
Eat butthole.
Yeah. Eat my shit.
I'm on the tube steak diet. Fur burger.
Yeah.
Over here.
I think...
Turd loaf diet.
I guess it's true. The thing is with exercises, you could still eat a bunch of shit. If your goal is to look good, which is the whole point.
Yes, that's all that matters.
Health is a mild side of health.
Health sucks, dude.
But you can work out enough to where you can eat all the stuff and still...
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Still also...
Exercise
so
is
that
better.
That was brought up to me. I believe it is true. So we're going to say exercise.
Exercise wins.
Exercise wins, but you got to do both. Don't forget, you got to do both. Just... do exercise a little more. Right?
Do exercise a little more.
All right, well.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Yay.
Got questions or comments? Of course you do. Just give us a call at 931-492-9789 or message us at whichisbetterpod.com or whichisbetterpodcast@gmail.com or Facebook at whichisbetterpod or also, geez, how many of these do they have? Twitter at whichisbetterer. And if somehow none of these are to your liking, Instagram, whichisbetterpod. I recommend just calling.